Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Hey, Nazir 35a, pagination is 69. The Gemara over here presents a concept called Prat Uklal Uprat, which means that sometimes the Pasuk in the Torah specifies something in a very specific way, then gives a more general rule, and then once again issues a very specific type of example of how to observe that mitzvah. And we have rules regarding the style in which the Torah presents something and how we're supposed to understand it. I'll give you just a quick mashal, an example, and then we'll get back to the two examples which I want to discuss. If a person says, please go into the store, tells his child, let's say, go into the store, I'd like you to buy a Sprite because I need a drink because I'm very thirsty. So get me something in a bottle. What is included in his request? Now, the Sprite has to be in a bottle. I guess he doesn't want a can. What happens if they don't have Sprite? Would ginger ale or Coke qualify? You're thirsty, a drink. Maybe if you got water, but if it's in a bottle, then it would qualify. And however we would understand that particular example, but it does illustrate that every style of talking is going to have rules of how I'm supposed to go about understanding what it is that you said. We have a very classic type of rule mentioned in the 13 styles with which the Torah is understood, the Yud Gimel Midos, which is recited by many people every morning at the end of Karbanos before Psukei Dezimra. And an example of this Klal Uprat Uklal can be found in Erevin Chaf Zayin, where the Gemara deduces basically on instructs us how to understand the pasuk in the Torah as to what you're allowed to do with Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a certain type of tithe. It's the second tithe. It's a tenth of the produce designated to be used in Yerushalayim. But there is a concept that you could transfer the holiness onto coins from the produce, take the coins to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you could use the coins to purchase different things. But it's not just anything. It has to be, as we'll see, things that grow from the ground. V'nasata ha-kesef b'cholasha te'aveh nafshecha klal. When the pasuk says you should use the money in any way that you desire, that's a klal. That's a very general open statement, anything that you want. And then the pasuk is specific. Ba'bakar uvatzon ba'yayin uvashechar. You should use it for cattle, sheep, wine, beer. That's a prat. That's very specific. That's a list of items. Uvachol asher tishalcha nafshecha. And in whatever your heart might desire, chazer v'kolal, that's again a klal. We have a rule, klal o prat o klal, when you have general, specific, and then general, iat adon ela ke'en ha-prat, you have to follow and purchase and observe only according to the itemized list. Ma-prat mefurash pri mepri vigidule karka, it has to be a fruit that grew from the ground. Such that you certainly are not going to be limited to the items that were itemized, but the general rule is not quite as expansive as one would expect because it's been listed in conjunction with something very specific. And therefore, we get the idea, anything that fits the parameters of this type of category, limited, but not so limited. The Rambam, for example, in the Laws of Maaser Sheni, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalid, tells us, Lefikach, therefore, Ein Lokchem Bekesef Maaser, you're not allowed to purchase with this money, Mayim, water, because it doesn't grow from the ground, Umelach, or salt, Kimeyin Upitrios, or mushrooms, because we don't view them as growing from the ground. They perhaps grow on the ground, but not in the ground. That's why we recite Shahakol on mushrooms and not Adama. And the Rambam also writes, Velo peres mechubarim lekarka, and not fruit that's still attached to the ground. You can't buy that with Maaser Sheni money because that's not a fruit of the ground. So we get the idea when there's a klal or prat or klal that they're going to be parameters to follow. Again, klal uprat uklal. Our Gemara does the reverse. Our Gemara is prat uklal uprat, where it's specific first, then general, then specific again. Our Gemara can be found just beneath, midway on the page, I imagine. It's the end of a line with the word prat. Prat uklal uprat minole. Give me an example of klal, of prat uklal uprat, where the specific, then the general, then the specific. Amar Rabbi Avo explained, nafgalei my haikra, this is an example. V'chiyitin ish el reyehu, when a person will give to his fellow, chamor, a donkey, oshor, ose, prat, or an animal, ox or a sheep, those are all specific, very specific, itemized examples of what was entrusted to his friend. V'chol behema klal, or any animal, that's pretty general. Lishmar, to guard. Chazav parat, that's again specific, only an animal that could be guarded. Rashi says that what we're after over here is if someone would entrust a bear or a lion from one person to the other, it would not be included in this section of the Torah of responsibility. Prat uklal uprat, because it was specific. It listed donkey, sheep, ox. Then it was general, any animal. Uparat, and then it was specific again. Specific that it has to be something that could be guarded. Iata don elokeina prat. The law is that the mitzvah will only apply within the parameters of the more specific example. And the more specific example was limited to something that can be guarded. Just to put a closure of sorts on this topic, in the Klalei Hashas, printed in the back of Maseches Brachos, page Mem Ches, or 95, we find the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atora Nidreshes Bahem, the 13 guidelines of how to understand a pasuk in the Torah. The Midos Shishis, the sixth of the 13, is listed as Klal Uprat Uklal, which was the example that we gave at first from the case of Maaser Sheni, and that's generally how this topic is presented. And then what's written still in that section is v'yesh mido acheres, there is another approach, kayotzeba, which is very similar, benazir, daf lamed hey, our Gemara, v'prat uklal uprat, when it's the specific, then the general, then the specific again. But again, the rule is, iatadon elo kein haprat, although there are some differences between klal, prat, uklal, and prat kal uprat, but essentially, more or less, they follow very similar approaches in that only things that are ke'en haprat, similar to the specific, will be included in the category. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.